The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And our topic today is one that's really interesting, and that is the Family Peer Support Program of Family Services. And it's a really great program, and it's very much involved in helping families during you know, normal times, in quotes, deal with children who are experiencing social, emotional, and developmental and behavioral challenges. But with the added stress factors and challenges of COVID, they have some special programming in place. And we're very, very fortunate to have with us a special guest, Michelle Hirsch. Michelle is a credentialed family peer advocate and the assistant program director of adolescent services at Family of Woodstock. Michelle supervises the Family Peer Support Program, as I said, which serves Ulster County families raising a child up to age 21 who is experiencing social, emotional, developmental, and behavioral challenges in their home, school, or community. And she's going to talk about that special program that I mentioned, which is the Supporting Families series. But instead of me doing that, I'm going to ask Michelle to do that. And this last line in Michelle's bio notes is one that fascinates me, because she said that in her spare time, one of the things she does is that she's City of Kingston alderwoman for Ward 9. And, you know, I was an elected official, and I never had spare time, not even for a cup of coffee most days. So I'm really interested to find out what Michelle has to say about that. But without further ado, welcome, Michelle. It's so nice to have you on Healthy Ulster Radio.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you for having me here today.
It's great. And so let's give our listeners a little bit of background on the Family Peer Support Program. How and why did it get started? And whom exactly does it serve?
Okay, so Family Peer Support is a program that actually exists nationwide in various states. And the state of New York rolled it out about 7 years ago. And it is a program that helps families that are dealing with their children that are having social, emotional, developmental, and behavioral challenges. In the home, community, schools, it's a part of the Office of Mental Health. So a lot of times you'll get your child enrolled in various services. They'll have a therapist. They can have some wraparound services. But this is a service where we work directly with the parent to help them achieve goals and get their children to achieve their goals in wellness.
So it's a little bit closer in than, say, a program, because it's really dealing with the family and home community environment that the child lives in, right?
Correct. So say that, you know, say the child is, you know, in therapy and or needs to be hospitalized, or these are all new things. And a family peer advocate is someone that's gone through this and experienced raising a child on their, you know, they're a caregiver that has raised a child and gone through these systems on behalf of their child. So they've walked in this other parent's shoes. They've walked in this other parent caregiver's shoes, and they can help relate and give that caregiver a safe place to feel whatever it is that they're feeling, to meet them where they're at, to help provide information about what their child may be going through, help them find access to resources that they may not know about. It's just helping them develop their toolkit of what they need and what they are asking for. And it's driven by the family. It's family driven. It's driven by strengths, and what the family needs. And it's everything is custom tailored to that family. It's not a one size fits all kind of program, each family.
And I imagine that it can be somewhat daunting, right, for a family. I mean, those of us who work in and around the human services field, we're pretty much familiar with what services are out there and how the system works. But for the lay person on the street, that might be a very different thing that could also include anxiety and fear and uncertainty, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so it's a way also to not be siloed. So like there's like the Office of Mental Health, there's the Office of People with Developmental Disabilities. And so we understand the various systems, right? We understand juvenile justice, DSS, and we don't have to necessarily operate in a certain silo or a box, and we can help assist in linkages with doctors, helping with school advocacy, helping figure out if you need to enroll, say you have a child with a developmental disability, where do you start? How do you get the services? If you need certain services, do you need certain assessments to show that you need those services? And it's really just helping the family create a path and a plan to get where they're going.
Navigate their way through. And so I know that Family of Woodstock has a lot of incredible programs. So how does this program fit into the overall mission and scope of what Family does? I mean, just briefly, can you give us some of how that connects into the larger picture?
Yes. So, Family of Woodstock's been in our community for quite a long time. And they have a, adolescent services program providing extensive case management to a broad array of youth and adolescents from age 4 to 24 years, including those, in juvenile justice, at risk, probation, mental health. And there used to be a case management program for, families, working with families and the kids. And then this new initiative rolled out with the state, it just became a natural fit for Family of Woodstock to transition to this program.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so tell our listeners, if you would, what exactly a family peer support advocate is. Is there special credentialing involved? Maybe you already gave some examples of what the program offers, but.
In order to become a credentialed family peer advocate, you had to have lived experience of being a parent or caregiver of a child with special needs or had diagnoses that have navigated various systems. And the state of New York, an organization called Families Together, in conjunction with the Office of Mental Health, created a credential called, the FPA, Family Peer Advocate Credential. Mm-hmm. And so we have to then, in order to be credentialed, we have to go through quite a bit of training, 40 hours of it was in person when I did it, a week long intensive training and follow-up calls and supervision, and 1,000 hours of supervision.
Right. Similar to what, like I work in the opioid world in terms of directing strategy, and we work with certified peer recovery advocates. So it's that same kind of program where it's lived experience combined with specialized trainings, combined with field work and all of that.
Right. Right. And we do have some advocates that are also family recovery advocates too. Mm-hmm. So we have that capacity to do both roles when working with families.
And what attracted you to become one and participate in this particular program?
So I have a daughter that when she was 2 years old, 2.5 years old, was diagnosed with autism. And at that time, I didn't know anything about autism. And I recognized very early on that something wasn't correct with my daughter and wasn't right. And she wasn't developing in a typical fashion. And I kept bringing it up to people, and, you know, people say, oh, you just don't know what you're experiencing. You don't know what it's like to be a mom. You don't know what it's like. You're a first time mom. You don't know what children are, you know, supposed to be doing or not doing. And I'd bring my concerns to the pediatrician, and he'd say, oh, just wait, just wait, just wait. And so I finally ended up calling early intervention on my own and getting, you know, my daughter assessed, and various services came out and they would assess her, and she started getting speech and OT and play therapy. But no one would tell me why she was behaving the way she was behaving. And finally, someone told me that if early intervention thought my child was, you know, on the spectrum, they couldn't say. So we immediately made an appointment to have her evaluated by a psychologist, and, you know, she was diagnosed. And I spent a lot of time researching and trying to figure out the ways in which to get her what she needed. And it segued into school age advocacy, and it just became part of who I was. Mm-hmm. And when you do something on behalf of your child, you want to
really share committed. Yeah.
Because it's hard. It's hard to navigate. So
I'm sure. And you know, we'd like to, our listeners, I'm sure, want to know a lot more about this. This is really fascinating. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
At WMC Health, we know emergencies don't wait, and neither should our patients. That's why we pledge to see you within 30 minutes or less at Health Alliance on Broadway in Kingston, and at Margaretville Hospital on Route 28 in Margaretville. Our emergency departments offer safe and protective environments and are backed by the full services of our WMC Health Network hospitals, right there if you need more care. If you have an emergency, please call 911 or go to the emergency room closest to you.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and our guest today is Michelle Hirsch from the Family of Woodstock's Family Peer Advocate Services Program. And it's really a great program, and Michelle has told us a little bit about it. So, Michelle, how does a family go about qualifying for this program and the services that you offer?
So, if a family feels that this would benefit them, they can reach out to the Ulster County SPOA coordinator, which is a single point of access coordinator for the County Office of Mental Health. Mm-hmm. And they can reach out to Kathy Woyan, and her phone number is 845-340-4149, or they can contact the program director at Family of Woodstock, Tori Barnes, and her phone number is 845-331-7080, extension 146. And there's a couple of different pathways to getting the service, either through Family of Woodstock or another provider like MHA, Mental Health Association. They also have family peer advocates. So we can take, the family peer advocacy is available to any family without charge. And so we can service youth that have private commercial insurance, and then we can also service youth with Medicaid. And so there's some, you know, forms that would have to be filled out. And if it's a Medicaid case, just a doctor would have to sign off on the paperwork to just show that the need and for the support.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, before the show, we were talking about You had asked the question about the scope of what we talk about on Healthy Ulster Radio, and I explained that, you know, that concept of that in order to improve the health of an individual or our family or our community really takes a holistic approach, that you really have to consider the total context in which people live their lives, right? Because if they have challenges with, you know, safe and affordable housing or access to a supermarket or transportation barriers or, you know, job training deficiencies or what have you, it's so important to address all of those when you're looking at really improving a family's, you know, improving well-being. So it seems that this approach really is very much integrated right into the family, you know, the family ecosystem, and really helping families directly not only navigate their way through this complex system, but also create a sustainable pathway for that child to thrive, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, how does a family help their child if they don't have stable housing? How does a family help their child without, you know, having food? So these are all things that we can help a family access. We can help them, you know, get to, if they need housing, link them with programs that can get them housing that they need. If I've sat many hours with families at DSS, helping them apply for emergency housing, you know, we'll help with transportation. We will help link with food banks. And, you know, before the pandemic hit, I was going around and
seem to have lost you there for a second, Michelle. A little technical difficulty.
Before I knew all our families were going to get locked down. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So prior to, you know, right as the pandemic was hitting and knowing that we were going to get locked down, I spent a lot of time, a couple of weeks, making sure families had what they needed, that they had food, that I could help them get their Wi-Fi spectrum bills paid so that their kids could have access for school. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just really looking at a family in a holistic way to make sure that everything that they have that they need. Yeah.
It looks like even in the New York State budget just came out this morning, and in it, embedded into it, is funding for online access, not only broadband availability, but also subsidizing families who can't afford, you know, a monthly subscription to broadband. And it also includes funding for enhanced childcare, because childcare, even if it's available, is so expensive for most families. And you know, even with, even under so-called normal circumstances, there are a lot of challenges for families that are going through these, you know, these circumstances, but along comes the COVID pandemic and just upsets the apple cart pretty much across the board. So that really provided unique challenges of its own, right? Can you talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, so we, I think that in Ulster County, you know, we were actually really pretty fortunate that we had Project Resilience. So in like monthly calls with other family peer advocates that occur, you know, throughout the state that didn't have those, that like something like Project Resilience, the advocates were still having to go out and put themselves, you know, at risk actually, and still continue to help go to food pantries and help their families get food. So we're here in Ulster County, that was set up, and it was like one less barrier that we had to help.
Thousands of meals were delivered, right?
Yeah, it was incredible.
In partnership with the county, the leadership of the county executive, Pat Ryan, United Way, and many, many community organizations. So it was really terrific.
Right. So we helped, you know, make sure that they were linked to, if families needed that, we made sure that they were linked to that. if they needed help understanding how to get their kids doing online learning and access, getting computers, you know, whatever it took. It just, it was just all hands on deck and whatever a family needed. It's, you know,
it's great. It's really what community is all about. And, and so tell us about the Supporting Family series. It sounds really interesting. Maybe give us a few examples and where, when and where it's available for folks.
Sure. So we, many of the agencies, the local agencies in the community meet with the, you know, the county weekly, the SPOA committee to discuss, you know, cases, to get cases assigned. And Melissa Thompson from Ulster County BOCES was discussing how the BOCES behavior management program was going in to help some school districts help families and meet them where they're at and get them basic needs met, help them, the families, get online learning, teaching families information. And I just felt that this was information that would benefit every single family in Ulster County. And, you know, just right there at the table, we started discussing what the families in the whole county were experiencing and the challenges. And some kids, you know, they don't want to be on camera. They might be in a homeless shelter. And issues that families were having then with schools because their kids aren't on camera. And so we decided to create a series that would be beneficial to families to understand how to navigate and have supports during the pandemic, have supports with remote learning, have supports about crisis intervention, and just, it's a monthly webinar that we've created and we're about to do our third one. And it's just getting information out, as much, you know, information we can get to families.
And how do folks access that?
So it is a webinar. Our next one is next Wednesday on April 14th from 4 to 5 p.m. And it's live on Zoom. And so if you go to the Family of Woodstock Parents, Supporting Parents Facebook page, you can see it there. There's the information flyer and all of the information with the Zoom link. So it can be found there. If you want to sign up for to be on a mailing list, I can give my email address as well. And I think you're going to share a link on your page as well.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead and give that. Oh, we're running a tiny bit short on time. So go ahead and give that right now.
So my email is mhirsch@fowinc.org.
And that stands for Family of Woodstock.
Of Woodstock.
Right.
Yeah. And so INC.org. So our next Supporting Family series is about autism and Autism Acceptance Month. We'll be having live question and answer period with topics about autism resources and services within Ulster County. And the panelists will include someone from the Center for Spectrum Services and Office of People with Developmental Disabilities and myself.
Perfect. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, and it's really a terrific program. Thank you, Michelle Hirsch from Family of Woodstock's Family Services Advocacy Services Support Program. It's great work that you and your colleagues do, and we're really grateful for it. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.